KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 56 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. Firefighters from Avoca were called to a report of smoke coming from the basement of a home southwest of there early this morning. Crews were sent to 28959 410th Street at around 4:45 a.m. Shelby Fire was also called for mutual aid, but they were told to disregard a short time later. The first crews arriving on the scene did not see any obvious sign of flames or smoke. Authorities reported they later discovered a small electrical fire, but there was no report of any damage. Fire units were said to have been returning to the headquarters by around 5:30 this morning. Officials of the Sac City Police Department said today the department has filed charges on a Sac City woman following a search warrant on Sunday, June the 5th. On that date, at around 11:10 p.m., the Sac City Police Department executed a search warrant at 108 North 13th Street. A search warrant was applied for and granted to search for evidence in an alleged adult dependent abuse report. Officers located evidence inside the residence to support the dependent adult's adult abuse by a caretaker, as well as illegal narcotic activity. As a result of the search warrant, the Sac City Police Department has charged 56-year-old Lori Vasquez with dependent adult abuse, otherwise intentionally or knowingly, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for violating the Sac City Code of Ordinances by having a number of animals in one dwelling. Vasquez was given a summons to appear in court on all the charges. The marijuana was taken to the Carroll Police Department Marijuana Testing Laboratory for official testing. Officials say the former Sears store in the Mall of the Bluffs in Council Bluffs will become the new home of the Council Bluffs Police Department. Maintenance concerns at the current post office there are prompting the move. The former Sears building site will offer the same services, including three retail windows, nearly 900 post office boxes, and several parcel lockers. Carriers will also work from the new location. Work on that location is expected to be finished in the late first quarter of 2018. Well, Jackson Kimmel, vice president of Inland Sea, says Reeks View Farms of Lawler, Iowa, recently made an anchor investment in a proposed $50 million salmon aquaculture construction project slated to begin this late this year or early 2018. Kimmel says Reeks View Farms' investment brings Inland Sea Harlan, LLC, closer to their equity capital goal, although investment opportunities are still available for accredited investors. He says the salmon-raising facility, as proposed, will have a two-acre footprint in Harlan, chosen due to its readily available low-cost utilities and water and excellent access to highway, interstate, and air and transportation. The proposed facility will include a technologically advanced, highly automated, recirculating grow-out tank designed to capture economies of scale and world-class biosecurity. When fully operational, Inland Sea Harlan expects to produce and harvest about 5.3 million pounds of salmon annually. Kimmel says the company believes that inland salmon production represents a significant opportunity because of its broad market appeal and supply constraints in both wild catch and seaside aquaculture. Per capita, salmon consumption in the U.S. is second behind shrimp as the most consumed seafood and has the most upside potential. The primary sources of salmon consumed in the U.S. come from Norway, Scotland, and Chile, with the most salmon consumed in the Midwest coming from about 4,500 to 6,500 miles away. Inland Seas Harlan believes there is a global need to increase and shift salmon production to scalable, sustainable methods like those proposed by the company. Well, today marks the last full day of activities at the 2017 Cass County Fair in Atlantic. The fair concludes tomorrow at 8 a.m. with the livestock sale. Running down the list of activities today, beginning at 8 o'clock, there is the Beef Show, and the 4-H exhibits will open. At 9, it's the Best of Iowa. At 11, Rotary Watermelon Feed. 2 o'clock this afternoon will feature the Dairy Cattle Show and the Livestock Judging Contest. At 4 this afternoon, it's the Style Show and Building Awards. Later on this evening at 5:45, you can enjoy the Parade of Champions, along with wood carving and bucket of junk auction. And then at 6:30, it's the Grand Champion Beef Selection. At 7:45, the livestock will be released to their owners. And at 8 o'clock, round out the night with Mud Volleyball. And remember, there is no parking or admission fee and lots of great food to purchase. All the purchases for food support the fair and the 4-H and FFA clubs here in Cass County. So there are lots of things to see and do. In the funeral announcements, Edith Pauline Jensen, age 75, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Edith Jensen will be today at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Mary L. Jensen, age 75, of Harlan, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Jensen will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Gerald Martin, age 94, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Gerald Martin will be today at 10:30 at Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Robert Bob Bernhardt, age 89, of Messina, died Friday at Corning Specialty Care in Corning. Funeral services for Bob Bernhardt will be today at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Jerry Lee Jensen, age 77, of Altoona and formerly of Kimbleton, died Wednesday at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Jerry Jensen will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Bethany Lutheran Church, northeast of Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Earl Miller, age 95, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Earl Miller will be today at 2 o'clock at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church in Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Larry J. Wheeler, age 72, of Exira, died Friday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Larry Wheeler will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. And Anna Mary Nelson, age 95, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Anna Nelson are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.